Good morning. Today we have a very interesting question. Is it permitted to have a tikkun on the day of a yahrzeit in a shul? So what does that mean? What's a tikkun? So on the day of a yahrzeit, sometimes it depends the shul, depends the havel, but the havel indeed may bring, in addition to davening for the amun and saying kaddish, may bring a tikkun. That means some food. Could be some whiskey, some orange juice, some kichel, some Danish. And after davening, people come and say brachas. Hopefully they say them out loud and other people answer amen. And those brachas and the amens are a ilui neshama for the niftar, the person who passed away, on the day of the yahrzeit. So is that permitted to have in the shul? So kipshuto, apparently it would be problematic. We have a couple of rationales. Maybe we could be lenient, but we'll say that maybe they don't apply. Number one is, we've talked about in the past, the Gemara, and this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that the shuls in Bavel and Chutz Laretz, if they're made on a tanai, on a condition that they can be used for purposes such as eating and or drinking, then it would be indeed permitted. But we said the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that applies only in when the shul is no longer in use. If they made that tanai and the shul is no longer in use, then it would be permitted. Otherwise, if the shul is still in use, it would not be permitted. So apparently that is not a basis to be lenient. And the second rationale that we could argue possibly to be lenient is Litzorach Mitzvah. But is this really the type of mitzvah that was intended to be lenient on? We've talked about a siyum of a masechta. That's a real mitzvah. It has a nexus to the shul. But to have a tikkun of a neshama doesn't seem to be a real tzorech mitzvah. So indeed, there are those poskim who are machmir. The Stei Chemed discusses this issue, people that they have a mezonos and they bring drinks on the day of the yahrzeit. And the Stei Chemed says he's of the view that it is prohibited, even though there is certainly a benefit. There's a tikkun to the neshama of the person who passed away, because we say brachos, we say amens. But certainly this isn't a tzorach for the shul. It's not a need that we would have. And accordingly, he says that it would not be permitted. In addition, that's on the side that there wouldn't be a problem with what's being done. Even if there's no problem with what's being done in of itself, that there's not levity and people are drinking alcohol, it's still not what is necessary of a tzorach mitzvah, tzorach beis hakneses, to permit it. But even more so, the Stei Chemed says, what are they doing? They're drinking whiskey. They're having a l'chaim. There could be levity involved in it. Accordingly, he says, we should run away from this minhag of having a tikkun, just like we would run away from a lion, because indeed there is a concern of an isser, doing an isser in a shul and a beis hamedrash. So we see here that the Stei Chemed is very machmir. The Shuva Shoel Venishal, written by a great posek in Tunisia, who passed away around 70 years ago, of Moshe HaKohen, he says in a very clear terms that it's highly problematic to have a tikkun in a shul. He says that they have made, I'll read the Hebrew first, sha'asu et habate kinesias kibate mishtas, they have made our shuls into party halls. And he continues, how is it possible that we are disgracing our shuls in this form? This is the mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the place that we should be treating with absolute kedusha. So he says this is indeed a bitter, terrible thing that is happening. And the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach, also says it's certainly prohibited to have a tikkun on the day of a yahrzeit. So we have three poskim at this point that have said indeed a tikkun is not acceptable, is usur in a shul. On the other hand, we do have some poskim who are lenient. We'll start out with Rav Moshe Feinstein, who talks about the chassidim that are noheg on the shuls on the day of a yahrzeit. This isn't a required thing. It's not even a mitzvah. He calls it a dover reshus. It's a voluntary. You can't. It's a thing that is done, but not that there's a halachic imperative to do it. And they have eating and drinking going on in the shul on the day of the yahrzeit. So he says as follows, that it must be that they are relying on the concept, it's the Gemara, that bate knesiot in chutz laretz al tanai hem asuim, the shuls that are in chutz laretz, they were made on tanai, assuming that they made that condition. They are lenient, and they are relying on the sheet of Rashi and the Or Zeruah, that would apply, that condition would apply even when the shuls are still in use, not only when they are in disuse and have been destroyed, but even in use, That is what they are relying on, even though it's against the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, who is of the view that it only applies once the shul is in disuse. But nonetheless, Rav Moshe says, if we look at the Hanhaga, what is commonly done, it must be that people have accepted the view of Rashi and Or Zerua, Al Tanai Hem Asuim applies even when the shuls are in use. So the Rav Moshe says, apparently that's the basis to be lenient, but it applies only in Chutz Lartz, not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't say, based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, Al Tanai Hem Asuim applies in Eretz Yisrael. So there is also a Pesach by Rav Ovadia Yosef in his Tshuvas Yechaved Das, and he says that there are many places that are Mako to have a Seudas Mitzvah in shuls and a Beis Medrash, even in Eretz Yisrael. And he gives three examples. Number one is a Seudas Shlishis. Number two is a Malava Malka. And number three, he says, it's a Tikkun on the day of a Yortzeit. So what are they relying on? So he says as follows, Lefisha b'chol elu yesh ben mishum mitzvah v'kavod shamayim. All of these, they have a mitzvah. There's kavod shamayim that is increased because they sit together and they say Divrei Torah and they give Musar. And he says in these types of Seudas, we're not concerned about Shichrus and Kalas Rosh. Indeed, if we would be concerned, it would be problematic. But as long as there's no drunkenness and there's no levity, inappropriate levity in the shul, Rav Avad Yosef says, indeed, it would be permitted. And the third posek that brings another rationale to be lenient, the Das Torah says that they rely on the Tosfos Reed that when it comes to guests in shul and ushar tzorach mitzvah, other mitzvah needs, it is mutter to eat even in shuls in Eretz Yisrael. So based on that, this would be considered, based on the Tosfos Reed, having a tikkun would be included in shuar tzorach mitzvah, other needs of mitzvah, then would be permitted. So in the end of the day, we have a machlokes between the poskim. Is it mutter? Is it not mutter to have the tikkun in the shul? There's obviously more of a basis to be lenient in chutz arts, especially if they made a tanai that they would use the shul for these purposes. But we do see, despite those who say that it's absolutely prohibited, that we do have some poskim as well that find a basis to be lenient. It indeed could be viewed as a tzorach mitzvah, for a mitzvah need, and indeed, especially if we are saying the brachas and the amens with kavana, then it would have a powerful impact on the neshama of the person who passed away, and indeed, this is the yortzeit, and that's the reason we're having the tikkun in the shul.